Our sermon text for today is from the 15th chapter of the book of Romans. Romans chapter 15, starting in verse 4 through verse 13. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity along among yourselves as you follow Christ Jesus, so that with one heart and mouth you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Accept one another then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God. For I tell you that Christ has become a servant of the Jews on behalf of God's truth, to confirm the promise made to the patriarchs, so that the Gentiles may glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles. I will sing hymns to your name. Again it says, rejoice, O Gentiles, with the people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and sing praises to him, all you peoples. And again Isaiah says, the root of Jesse will spring up, one who will rise to rule over the nations, and Gentiles will hope in him. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. This is the word of God for the people of God. It's not often that during Advent we preach from something other than the Gospels. But as I was preparing for Advent this year, something just kept coming into my mind. And so I decided that this is going to be my focus during the Advent time. So many times during Advent and looking forward to the coming of Jesus, we think about the birth of a baby that was born over 2,000 years ago. And that's an important part of our belief as Christians. But we know he's not just a baby. It was God in human form who came to a certain people at a certain time, because that was the promise of God throughout the Old Testament, that God would come to them. He is their Messiah, the one that they were looking for. But as I just read here from Romans, Paul tells them that God's purpose was never just for the Jewish people to come to him. God's purpose has always been that the Gentiles would come to God also. And I got to thinking, in today's society, in our world, we are the Jews. We are the ones who understand what God has for us. And I know that amongst pastors, we have terms that we use for people. And some of them are quite strange, like seekers. Almost sounds like sneakers, but it's just, what is a seeker? We're all seekers. We're all seeking God. So why do we set people apart? And then we have that term that we use. We call people C&E Christians. Yeah, I can see you know what that means. You've heard that term before. Christmas and Easter. Those who only come at certain times. And as I started to think about that, I thought, who did Jesus come for? Those of us who were religious? Those of us who know all the right answers? Isn't that what the Jewish people thought? That, hey, we have got God in a box and we know exactly what God wants. We know exactly how to get God to do what we want to do. And that's the way they looked at God. And they never considered the Gentile people to be worthy of anything. In fact, for the Jewish people, to be a Gentile was horrible. They just couldn't understand why God would even want Gentiles around. Because God obviously wasn't interested in them, or he'd have made them Jews. That's the way they looked at things. But you know what? I think there's a lot of people sitting in churches today who think the same thing. Well, if those people really wanted to serve God, and when a sentence has those people in it, it's never a good sentence. If those people wanted to really be good Christians, they'd be here every Sunday. And they're at home thinking, why would I want to have anything to do with those people? So how do we as the church, when we get an opportunity to reach out to these people who don't come every week, how do we make them feel like we want them here? Certainly not by looking at them and saying, oh, it's nice to see you again at Christmas time. Or to just kind of look down our nose at them. We want people to come, and when they walk into the church, feel like they are the most wanted person in the world. That they are here, and we are so excited about it. Now, till we get to Christmas time, you're going to be sick of hearing this theme, because this is what I'm going to preach on. Because I think that this is the most important thing that we can do. We want to show people that God is truly interested in them. Not if they come every week, but if they show up at all. Because if you think about it, none of you came into this life being a good Christian. Somebody had to make you feel like this was an important place for you to be. For some of us, it started out when we were little kids. Like Jackson. Jackson's going to grow up feeling like, hey, this is a great place. Everybody likes me. You know how important that is in our world? To feel like people care about you? And when they only show up once in a while, it's even more important that we make them understand that they're important to us. That they're important to God. Because we want them not to come to church. That would be great, but we want them to know Jesus Christ as their Savior. Because that's what we're here for. We're not here so we can feel good about ourselves because, hey, we're good religious people. You want to read about good religious people and what God thinks about them? Read through the Old Testament. The Jewish people thought they were pretty good, and yet they ended up in captivity and slavery and having to go through famines because they thought they were good. But they weren't faithful. What we've done now is told people, you're not even good. You don't come enough. You're not important. Just like the Jews did to the Gentiles. Just like they told the Gentile people, you're not good enough for God. Yet, by 70 A.D., about 40 years after the death of Jesus Christ, the Jewish Christian church disappeared. And the Gentile Christian church took off. Because there were people who were willing to say to the unwanted, God wants you. God cares. And I think for us, that's our job during this Advent season. To tell people that God truly cares and he wants you to be here. You are the most important person in the world. You want to grow your church? You want people to want to come? Make them feel like you want them to be here. Make them feel like they're the most important person, because that's what God wants us to tell them. Jesus Christ died on a cross not just for people who have church membership, but for people who desire to follow him. As I thought about this and welcoming, I know I'm kind of preaching to the choir here, but I agree with Ev. It was wonderful to watch how everybody was with Vinny when she came. And I'm sure everybody knew a little bit about her, or just could see that Vinny wasn't your typical church person, and that her grandkids weren't your typical church kids. But if that's all we're looking for, why don't we just join with another church? Because then we'll find all kinds of typical people just like us. God's not looking for church people. He's looking for people who want to be followers of Jesus Christ. Now, church people can be followers of Jesus Christ, but it's not by going to church that you become a follower of Jesus Christ. It's by accepting the gift that he gave when he died on the cross. And that gift is open to all people. So when people step into our church, whether they're here every week or they're here once in a great while, we should thank God that they're here and make them feel like they are the most important person around. And you can do that. I know you can. Because you've welcomed us. I've seen you with people. You're a wonderful, warm congregation. But sometimes at Christmas we think, oh, these people, they only come once in a while. All it takes is one experience of truly seeing Jesus Christ, and lives will be changed. And that's what we're here for. We're here to show people Jesus Christ and to help them to understand that to Jesus, they are the most important person there is. Each and every one of you, I want you to think about that. That to Jesus Christ, you are the most important person alive. Let us show that love to others, that they may know the Jesus that we know. Amen.